True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, who are in town this weekend at the Diamond, the Washington Commanders, Virginia Tech football, VCU basketball, and the most local sports talk in town, broadcasting live from Bar West here in Richmond, north, south, east. Find me here today at Bar West from 12 to 3 p.m. and again tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the Derby and their Derby Happy Hour. Join us for Southern-inspired Happy Hour, complete with themed cocktails, plenty of charm as they celebrate the Kentucky Derby at Bar West tomorrow from 3 to 6:30. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to go on the fast break with AWOD, it's our buddy Justin Fensterman. What's going on, Fensty?
Hey, AWOD, you just talked about Bar West. I'm looking to see what I would order from there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So we broke the news over the break that Greg Popovich will not be the head coach of the Spurs. They will hire Mitch Johnson, who was the interim, to become the next head coach. And I was kind of reminiscing about how, as a kid, I did not love the Spurs. But now looking back on it, man, I'm just so impressed with everything that Popovich did with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, you know, Bruce Bowen, Tim Duncan, and the rest of that crew there. And so I think my appreciation for Popovich grows every day I get older. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I think that's because, AWOD, as we get older, we realize that not everything is about a flashy play in sports. It's about teams that sometimes, when it comes to the dramatization, the off-the-court stuff, teams that fly under the radar are often the most successful, and definitely from a longevity standpoint. And that's where you see that San Antonio Spurs team. They won multiple championships in multiple time periods. They won titles in the 90s. They won titles in the 2000s. And then the 2010s, once again, in the early 2010s, they were there. And that falls on Greg Popovich, who has been with this team since before they had Tim Duncan. Remember, the reason why they were able to get Tim Duncan was because they sunk the year before. David Robinson was hurt, and after having a good amount of success but not being able to get over the hump in the mid-90s because of the Rockets, now they were really looking like they were going to be bottom feeders, and then they got that lottery luck, and they got the ultimate lottery ticket, but they needed to put more around Tim Duncan, and they weren't these super teams that you're seeing right now. I mean, these were guys like Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and Tim Duncan, who just fit together like a puzzle, and that's what made the Spurs that the awesome unit that they've been.
Well said. Justin Fensterman is here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. The theme of this year's NBA playoffs, and they've been so much better than the regular season. I've really enjoyed almost every series outside of probably the one seeds. But the theme that I've noticed the last few days is teams blowing 7 and 8 point leads in the final 2 minutes. Hardaway Jr. puts the Pistons up by 7 with 2:35 left. How do they lose that game?
Yeah, they just went flat, and that's what happened with the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks had a big lead going into that fourth quarter, and they were, for the first time all series, I felt like finally in control of a game because they were shooting well. They weren't shooting that well for the most part this series. Very disappointing. But then what happened was after the Knicks went flat for the first 5 to 7 minutes of the quarter, then all of a sudden the Pistons caught it, and they weren't hitting shots. They weren't grabbing boards. They weren't guarding the interior. When you see Mikal Bridges late in the game operating backdoor cuts successfully, tipping in shots when you have the size to keep the Knicks out of the paint, that's problematic right there. And the Pistons did what they did in game one. They just crumbled.
Yeah, I mean, that tip in by Bridges was really well done. I thought Hart had a good game with rebounding and just doing everything your teammate needs to do. And then Brunson clutch at the end. Clippers defeat the Nuggets 111-105. Fenske, I told my audience yesterday, they're only winning this game if James Harden goes off for 25-plus, and he did with 28 points. And that big three of Leonard, Harden, and Norman Powell has been very impressive. And we get it, the two best words in sports on Saturday, Game 7, Clippers-Nuggets. What's your preview?
Oh, this series has just been so amazing. Close games, a lot of drama, even a little bit of, I don't want to say hostility, because that's one of the other themes I've noticed in the playoffs. A lot of people getting in each other's faces. And we've seen that in multiple series. And in this one, it's been great because even though the Clippers operate at a slower pace, we're seeing them play up to Denver's speed. And I was thinking that the Clippers were going to need to attack early and often rather than try to play from the arc and test out Denver. And that's what they did, and that's what made them so successful early on in this game. And I'll tell you this, Awad, I thought this, I doubted this team. I probably went on your show and I laughed at this team a bunch before the season started when there were coaches that thought, wow, they're going to be better than people think. Yeah, right. They win 50 games. They do it based on their defense most of the way without Kawhi Leonard. Now we're seeing just how deadly Kawhi Leonard is against this team. Ultimately, Awad, game 7, I have the Clippers as dogs right now, moving on to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow. I think it's going to be an epic Game 7. I'm going to give the nod to the Nuggets because I do think Jamal Murray will step up as he seems to do in the postseason.
Well, he's been great, man. He's finally showing that he's worth the $260 million extension. It seemed like for most of the year he wasn't even worth $2.
Well, that's the thing, Fancy, is off the top of my head, it feels like he has more 40-point playoff games than 40-point regular season games.
Yeah, you know what? How weird is that? And that, again, that right there is why you pay Jamal Murray. What the Knicks got from Mikal Bridges, it wasn't from the arc. But why do you trade 4 first-round picks and a pick swap for a guy like that? It's when your back is starting to get against the wall and you're not putting up good offense. Mikal Bridges was doing everything last night, and that's how you remember players. Allen Houston for the Knicks, he got $100 million from that one shot against Miami in 99.
Absolutely. Justin Fensterman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. T-Wolves in 5 is the storyline. Wow, Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves are so good. Is it LeBron, another first-round exit? Is it Luka not playing defense and being out of shape? Is it J.J. Redick not going to his bench and making bad decisions as a head coach? What should be the lead story of that series?
The Lakers were outmatched because of the size. That's what the fear, at least to me, with this team since the Mark Williams trade got rescinded.
So then why not use Jackson Hayes? I don't mean to cut you off,
because
but like...
No, that's totally fine. Because he's soft. That's why. they don't have size, man. You're talking about a team that just doesn't have true size. That was the risk that they took. And look, you make that trade for Luka Doncic 10 out of 10 times. 1,000 times out of 1,000. You do it. But you lost some size, and then they were in the rare instance where the trade gets rescinded, so that left them with Jackson Hayes, Dorian Finney-Smith, which they weren't using. LeBron was playing as a more effective center, but when you're the Minnesota Timberwolves and you've got 5 big forwards and centers for that matter, some of them can flex to the centers, I mean, we were seeing Rudy Gobert be a non-factor, and Minnesota was still winning, and then he finally had the 27-24 game, and you go, oh, yeah, they've got this guy, too. So I just thought, while everybody was into the helium tank with the Lakers, and these big network shows are like, they're going to go to the finals, they're this, they're that, LeBron and Luka, we have to get out of this glitz and glam mentality, this look at the flash that, oh, man, this isn't NBA Jam with LeBron and Luka. They don't have depth. Minnesota has that depth. Minnesota also has a dominant scorer in Anthony Edwards. It was a bad matchup for the Lakers, and I'm not surprised at all that Minnesota was able to handle them.
Yeah, I should have seen this coming. I mean, they did this last year, Minnesota, upsetting people and making a deep playoff run. You know, I can go back to being a LeBron hater now because Michael Jordan's not having a playoff series in which three of the five games he shoots 43% from the field. I mean,
he
come
can't
on
do
now.
Everything, Awad. He can't, and this is where, look, I mean, I'm more of a LeBron truther because when I see a generational talent and I see, everyone was hating on Jordan, too, when he was playing. That's just how it goes. People were hating on Kobe, trying to find ways to hate Kobe. It's all the same with these generational guys. But LeBron was asked to do too much, and he shouldn't have been. It stinks that the Lakers had the roster composition that they were. When they ended the season as the 3 seed, I give credit to J.J. Redick for that. All things considered, the roster overturned. They don't have the pieces to really be in line with Luka and LeBron just yet, and they still end up third in the West. I give them credit here, but there's so many people that are acting like this is some major catastrophe, where if you look at the rosters next to each other, Lakers don't have any depth, and Minnesota has among the most big man depths in the league.
No, you're right about that, but Fenty, the argument was the reason the Lakers had been going home in the first few rounds was because they didn't have home field advantage, and J.J. Redick had a good enough regular season that they're the 3 seed, and they no-showed game one and got spanked 117-95. And really, that changed the entire series, because from that point on, Minnesota was the home team. And that's why I'm upset with J.J. Redick, because you wasted an incredible regular season in which a roster that's not good enough finishes the 3 seed, you win game one. It's a different series.
I don't agree with that, respectfully. I think that Minnesota was a bad matchup from the start, and I just think, unfortunately, the Lakers ended up with that. I don't know if they ended up with a team, let's say, like, I don't know, the Clippers or something like that, it would have been any better. But that size that Minnesota has, everybody healthy, that right there proved to be the big difference maker. And check this out, Awad. You had different big men for Minnesota coming through in specific games. Some games it was Jaden McDaniels, and when he wasn't shooting well, Julius Randle started stepping up later in the series. Gobert, late in the series, started stepping up when McDaniels wasn't. And that right there proved to be just too much for the Lakers. And that's why when you make a trade like you make midseason where you're overhauling the roster and you don't get back your center in another trade you were supposed to get, it's really hard for me to judge J.J. Redick at this point because the season was kind of a wash. Let's see them now build in the offseason around these two, and let's see what J.J. Redick and all his whining and complaining, let's see where it gets him, because next year's the real year. That's where we scrutinize J.J. Redick, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, Fenty. But then, you know, also it kind of makes my point that the regular season is completely devalued here. If you're going to have the 7 seed Golden State Warriors probably win, the 6 seed Minnesota Timberwolves already won. You yourself predicted the Clippers, the 5 seed, to win. The regular season doesn't matter anymore. We're getting upsets all over round one in the Western Conference.
Wouldn't you think, though, that the regular season would matter more for those teams in the play-in tournament now, when you're seeing play-in tournament teams like the Miami Heat, for instance, even like teams that were hurt getting healthy, like the Orlando Magic coming back. I know they didn't beat Boston, but even the Warriors, a good example. Isn't that encouraging to those 7-8 teams and even those 9-10s to really try to play a little bit tougher and not try to tank? I mean, I think that that's proving, and it's a good thing when you have some of these play-in tournament teams show that they could go far, it will motivate other teams.
Yeah, I think my final takeaway on the Lakers is when the season started, I didn't think the roster was good enough. When the season ended, I didn't think the roster was good enough. Maybe we should be blaming Rob Pelinka instead of J.J. or LeBron or Luka.
Awad, for the first time ever, we have disagreed this entire interview on every little thing. What you just said ended that streak right there. Completely agree. I didn't think LeBron and this roster with AD even back then. I didn't think they were going to the NBA Finals or anything like that. And that's where I think naturally among the public, there's always going to be that little bit of bias when you mix a team like the Los Angeles Lakers and a LeBron James, unfortunately.
Fenty, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking the time.
AWOD, please don't hate me. I love you. Thank you for having me.
Fun segment. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Bar West here in Richmond. Where in the world is AWOD on the road? North, south, east, find me at Bar West. And tomorrow, they've got a Down and Derby happy hour from 3 to 6:30 p.m. May 3rd, 2025. Join us at Bar West for Southern-inspired happy hour, complete with themed cocktails and plenty of charm to celebrate the Kentucky Derby. It's 1 p.m. here on AWOD Radio, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, so I'm going to throw a few figures at you, and Commanders fans here in Richmond, you could chime in, 833-804-0910. What improvements do you expect Washington to make statistically in the 2025 regular season, and where will they maybe take a step back next season? They've already made a ton of additions. We've talked about it, but I'll mention again, Debo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil on offense, on defense, Will Harris, Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise. Through the draft, Connerly, Amos, Lane, Kane Medrano, Ja'Cory, Kroskit, Merritt. So, in my mind, I think they've upgraded probably six positions. All right, we broke that down earlier this week. I think that there's three positions that will be upgraded on the offensive line. Left tackle is better. Left guard is better. Right tackle is now better. I think that wide receiver two is much better with Debo Samuel. And then defensively, you think Trey Amos should be an improvement there at corner over what we started last year of Benjamin St. Juice and Emmanuel Forbes. Could Will Harris be an improvement, or maybe he's just the same as Jeremy Chinn? And then can Jalen Lane be an improvement at wide receiver three and punt return and kick return? So to me, that's six improvements right there, and it could be more as things play out. So the 2024 Washington Commanders, 12-5, second place in the NFC East. And they lose week one, and they go on that big four-game win streak. And we talked about this with Sam Cosmi, how they developed some chemistry in that week three game, Monday Night Football against the Bengals. Nobody expects them to win. Then they go straight from Cincinnati to Arizona, and they double down. I mean, they scored 70 points in that two-game stretch and then came back home and put 34 on the Cleveland Browns. And you're thinking, well, maybe the Commanders have peaked too early. A loss to the Ravens, they bounce back with Marcus Mariota and score 40 on the Panthers. Win with a Hail Mary over the Bears, go to New York, Jaden's feeling good, and they defeat the Giants. Three losses in a row, but a bounce back against the Titans with the offense exploding for 42 points. And that's when they really got going in terms of winning games in the clutch. 2019 clutch win over the Saints. Comeback win over the Eagles with the touchdown to Crowder at the end, 36-33. Falcons last second win. Cowboys last play victory for Marcus Mariota. And it continued into the postseason, winning late against the Bucs, blowing out the Lions before having the season ended too. Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. But as I told you guys, as much as Saquon destroyed us in that game, especially with just that first snap, I mean, that first snap taking the home run ball, and our last memory of, unfortunately, of Dante Fowler Jr. as a Commander is him trying to spin out of that and falling down, tripping feet with Bobby Wagner. And unfortunately, our last view of Jeremy Chinn in a Commander's uniform was him not being able to tackle Saquon Barkley, failing to bring him down, and Barkley going off and, you know, going all the way for the Eagles in that game. And I just felt like as much as Saquon killed us there, it was the consistent third down conversions to A.J. Brown, the deep pass to Devontae Smith, the underneath stuff to Dallas Goedert. I felt like the secondary was a big issue, and so that's why I love the Amos pick. So let's get to the improvements in terms of statistics, but we'll start with the record of 12-5. For me, 10 wins is the floor. Anything below 10 wins is a failure. It's a massive step back. I don't care if it's 9-8 and that even wins the division. No, you got to get double-digit wins again and build off of the success of this past season. I know the schedule is going to be harder, but Jaden should be better. He should have more of an understanding of Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Dan Quinn's defense should be improved. And, oh, yeah, yet another offseason to improve the roster. So in terms of the record, I'm looking for 10 at the bottom. I'd like them to get back to 12 or 13. 14, I think, would be the ceiling that they could reach this season. Passing yards, 215.6 points yards per game, which is 17th in the National Football League. And I feel like you look at that number and you see, wow, Jaden threw 25 touchdowns, 3,500 yards. How is it only 215 passing yards per game? Well, that's because they had so much through the ground, right? The ground attack. And so I think with Jaden's passing yards here, you want him to get up to like 250 passing yards per game. I want a significant improvement in the passing stats for the 2025 Washington Commanders. I think we do need to take that step forward in the passing game. Hopefully that's the addition of Deebo Samuel, maybe some sneaky play from Jalen Lane, who I think can do a lot of the things that De'Ami Brown did well for the Commanders last season. Luke McCaffrey developing, Noah Brown staying healthy. Passing yards, can they go up from 17th to maybe top 10 and get over 250 passing yards per game? Rushing yards, 154. That was third in the National Football League, and I think that takes a small step back, because you want Jaden to run less. He nearly was a 1,000 yards runner. Six touchdowns, 891 yards. And I want less quarterback design runs for Jaden Daniels moving forward. I don't want him taking those hits around the goal line. I think he is much more likely to stay healthy on some of these scramble plays where he makes a guy miss and then he takes off for 5 yards, gets out of bounds, or he slides, or he gets down without taking a big hit. But the one play that he got hurt this year was a designed run, and it was a fluke play because he took off up the middle untouched for 35 yards, and then the Panthers took him down from behind, and that's where he crushed his rib on that play. And let's be honest, he wasn't the same for the next 5 weeks. He just wasn't. He missed practice time because of the injury. That messed with his timing. I don't know how much the injury affected his throws and his accuracy, but he wasn't the same. And so I think rushing yards, you know, passing yards, I want that to make a massive improvement. Rushing yards, I'm okay with taking a small step back with Jaden's yards, and then maybe you get an improvement in terms of B-Rob Eckler and Deebo Samuel with better offensive line play. Points for 28.5 points per game. I mean, I'd love that again. It feels like for years I've watched this team, and it's like, man, if we score 21, I'm happy. If we score 24, I'm thrilled. We were scoring nearly 29 points per game last season and had at least three 40-point games and probably six in which we were over 35. So the offense was just fantastic. And so points for, I want that to stay the same. Points against, that's where we need a big improvement there. 23 points per game scored on the Commanders was 18th in the National Football League. The yards that they gave up led to Washington's defense being ranked 30th out of 32 teams in the National Football League. So that's the two biggest improvements I want to see. Jaden, passing yards, defense, points against, lowered. Let's get that to like 21. I think you can make that improvement. That's just one drive per game where the other team doesn't get into field goal range. And I don't think that that's stopping the run as much as it is stopping the explosive plays in the air in the passing game and getting off the field on third down. Now, I understand that part of the reason the team was giving up so many points last year was they were giving up too many 6 and 7 yard runs on first down. So you bolstered the defensive line with Dietrich Wise, with Javon Kinlaw. They got heavier on the offensive and defensive line to hopefully do a better job of controlling the line of scrimmage. But I'm just asking for one drive per game where the opposing team doesn't get past midfield and get in a field goal range. And I think the points against there could drop significantly from 23, maybe down to 20 or 21. And that's how Washington, I think, could have another successful season. But in terms of where I want to see them improve statistically, it is passing yards per game. It is points against per game. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We mentioned that when you talk about the 2025 draft class, you have to throw in there the names Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, because the only reason they end up in Washington was us partially mortgaging our future for those picks. So you make those trades, you bring in those guys, they're part of this draft class that does need to play major minutes. I mean, when we talk about Connerly, Amos, and Jalen Lane, those three guys have to be able to be on the field in January. And there's a lot of pressure on Trey Amos in my mind here. He's going to be behind Mikey Sainer still. You'll probably see he'll be behind Marshon Lattimore. You'll probably see Sainer still move to the inside. This is a second-round pick rookie who's going to have to go against some of the best receivers in football more often than not. And so there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. I think we're all going to be watching him kind of how we watched Emmanuel Forbes that first training camp. There was a lot of excitement when he was drafted, and then we saw him in training camp, and he had these stick figure legs, and he was getting burnt deep, and just like, man, I got a bad feeling about this. I don't want that feeling about Trey Amos. I want to see him be a star of training camp and preseason so the fan base is fired up to see him on the outside week one for the Washington Commanders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Thanks to Trey Wilson and Parney from the Flying Squirrels for setting up that interview with Bryce Eldridge. That was just a really great conversation, and I'm rooting for that kid, you know, in the future. I mean, he wants to be the next Bryce Harper. He could be the next Gunnar Henderson stub, and he's playing right here now for the Flying Squirrels of the San Francisco Giants double A affiliate. So you can see him this weekend. He just had an RBI single in the bottom of the first. He's 6'8". I mean, he is a massive human being. And it's also really cool that, like, he played pitcher, and he still believes he could be a pitcher in the major leagues. I mean, I wonder if he has another successful season, he makes it up to the AAA level again, and then next year maybe San Francisco has him start in the bigs. If he has success, do they say, hey, now that you're up here and you're hitting at a consistent level, why don't we try throwing again? I mean, at one point, he was supposed to be the next Shohei Ohtani of baseball in, you know, Fairfax, Virginia. And so I wonder if he'll ever get an opportunity to pitch again and at the major league level. Wanted to go around the NFL, specifically here with Washington. We call that the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And there's been all this talk about, did Washington do enough this offseason at edge rusher? And most of the answers from the fan base, the insiders, are no. And I'll probably agree with you. No, they didn't do enough. But also, I think that Dante Fowler Jr.'s 10.5 sacks were more of a product of the schemes that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt's defense ran than him being a stud. I mean, you look at his previous season, 4 sacks. The year before that, 5 sacks. The year before that, 3 sacks. He went off 1 year in L.A. when, oh yeah, Aaron Donald's in the middle of the field, and he had 11.5 sacks. But his 10.5 sacks last year were the second most of his career. And a guy like Dietrich Wise has had 5.5 sacks consistently over the last few seasons. With this scheme, could he make a major jump? Could it be Frankie Louvu? Could it be Cleland Farrell or Dorrance Armstrong? Like, I think the argument that they didn't do enough at the edge rusher position because they let Dante Fowler go is bogus. Dante Fowler's not Von Miller. He's not Trey Hendrickson. He's not Myles Garrett. He was a good fit in our scheme going after the quarterback, but he was actually also awful defending the run, and that was seen in the first play of the game of the conference championship game against Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. So you lose the sacks, but it's also, I think, kind of going to be addition by subtraction in terms of stopping the run, because he just was not good at setting the edge. And it's not just me saying that. It was everybody that covered the Commanders this season. J.P. Finley from our sister station, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., had 3-time Super Bowl champion Charles Mann on the show, and they asked him about his edge rusher needs for the Washington Commanders. And, of course, Charles Mann was one of our best edge rushers during the era that was when this team was winning all the championships in the 80s and the early 90s. It was Dexter Manley on one side, Charles Mann on the other, Mann and Manley. And here's what Mann had to say. Adam Peters is very savvy. I don't think it's over just because somebody wasn't drafted. There will be veterans released. There could be trades. Peters isn't done. And I don't overlook what's already in the building. And Stubb, you were the one that said this yesterday. You're expecting a Noah Brown-like signing at the edge rusher position this upcoming training camp for Washington, right?
Like a solid enough one that shocks us a little bit that they got dropped. We pick him up. He does good enough.
Yeah, and that could be Za'Darius Smith. It could be Von Miller. Some of these guys that are actually free agents right now, if they continue to be free agents, I really think that, you know, edge rusher is a premium position, and I do expect Washington next year to either address it in free agency or the draft by going out and overpaying for somebody or overdrafting somebody. But this year, I think it's going to be sack by committee, kind of like how it was wide receiver by committee. I mean, I was up in arms last year, and I said the wide receiver room was pathetic to enter the season. I really felt that way with Jahan Dotson and De'Ami Brown and Terry McLaurin not even being a true number one because everybody said he never gets the touchdowns that a true number one gets. Well, that kind of proved me wrong throughout the season because he did develop into a true number one with a star quarterback, and he broke the franchise record for touchdowns. And Noah Brown became a competent number two, and I hadn't heard much about Olamide Zaccheaus, the product of Virginia, but he ended up being a solid slot receiver and gadget piece for Washington. And so, yeah, receiver by committee did work last year with Noah Brown coming on strong and then De'Ami Brown finishing the season strong. And so this year, maybe that's not wide receiver, but it's edge rusher that is sacks by committee. They're going to have depth at that position because Cleland Farrell and Dorrance Armstrong have guys behind them like Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise. They have Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who they drafted previously, who they still have a lot of faith in and believe in him. And I thought he flashed at times in a Commander's uniform when he's been healthy. So in terms of edge rusher, I don't think that Adam Peters is neglecting it. I don't think Adam Peters is stupid. I don't think Adam Peters thinks that they're not good enough at that position. He came out and he told people before the draft, what we've done in free agency, we feel like we filled out our roster. And then, like we've talked about, a good general manager uses the draft to sprinkle in some extra talent and some competition. And instead of reaching for an edge rusher, like I really think they were going to get an edge in round one, and then there was a run. And then it was maybe we'll get Malachi Starks, then he goes 2 picks before us to Baltimore, and they transition to the best left tackle that was on their board. All right? Then the second round, there was that big run on edge, and it even included Green going to Baltimore right before Washington. And so they say, all right, well, Trey Amos was a first-round pick in a lot of mocks. We'll take him. And then in the fourth round, there was the massive run on edge with four in a row right before Washington as they go, all right, instead of reaching for an edge, we'll take best player available, which was Jalen Lane. And I think that's kind of been the Adam Peters move if you look at the last few years, the last two NFL drafts, outside of the Jaden Daniels obvious pick at number two overall, all right? Johnny Newton, best player available type thing, that he, if he wasn't dealing with that injury, would have been a first-round talent. Mikey Sainristil, best player available after you traded back. You know, that's the way he goes about this draft every year, and that's the way you build a good NFL franchise, is you don't reach for picks just because that is a position of need. You take best player available, you gather the best talent possible, and then you adjust from there to make sure that you have every hole filled. But I think Adam Peters has done a great job this offseason, and I do think that offensively and defensively, the roster is built to win 10-plus games. An underrated signing just a few days ago, Matt Gay at kicker. You now have solved that issue that was an issue at times last season. As much as Austin Siebert won us a game with 7 field goals and Zane Gonzalez doinked us into the second round, right? Kicker was just, nobody had confidence them to make a 50-yard field goal or even a 45-yard field goal. Now you solve that. I think the special teams issue with not having a strong punt returner and a kick returner will hopefully be solved with Jalen Lane. So I think outside of edge rusher, they've answered every question that's been asked. And in terms of edge rusher, Adam Peters believes he has the answers currently on the roster. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Where in the world is AWOD on the road this Friday? Here on a Friday, May 2nd. Tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. You can join me at Bar West, north, southeast of Bar West here in Richmond, Virginia, for Down and Derby happy hour from 3 to 6:30 p.m. tomorrow for a Southern-inspired happy hour complete with themed cocktails and plenty of charm to celebrate the Kentucky Derby. It's time to head out on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA on The Fan.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So now that the Lakers have been eliminated, now that the Bucks have been eliminated, the biggest rumor is that this offseason the Lakers will try to pair Luka and LeBron James with Giannis Antetokounmpo. There's also a rumor that the Spurs would like to pair Victor Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox with Giannis Antetokounmpo. It makes sense for Giannis to get out of Milwaukee. Now, the whole talk that I thought was bogus was that Milwaukee might think about moving on from Giannis. That's not going to be the case. But I could see Giannis walking into the front office for the Milwaukee Bucks and demanding a trade now. It did not work out with Damian Lillard. It's unfortunate because I wanted Lillard to have success. He spent his entire career in Portland in a small market, not having the most success, not getting enough talent around him. He lifted that market up and got them to the postseason several times and even big playoff wins like knocking out the Oklahoma City Thunder when they had a really talented team there. But Damian Lillard, it's unfortunate the way his career feels like it's ending here. This is a massive injury that he's going to have to recover from, and I just, you know, it could cost him the entire next season or part of next season. So I think this would be the offseason where you could see Giannis asking out of Milwaukee. What's unfortunate, though, is, you know, as much as it makes sense for he's such a big star to get him to a bigger market, that's just the part of the NBA that I don't like, where these stars, they don't have success, and then they say, well, I'm going to ring chase. I mean, if Giannis went to LeBron and Luka and joined the Lakers, of course they'd be the favorites. It'd be like when LeBron teamed up with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. I don't like super teams. I like you drafted Giannis, you develop him, you bring in the players around him. Milwaukee has efforted to do that. Giannis didn't step up, in my mind, in the postseason. He didn't score enough points for his team to win. He didn't dominate the game like a Nikola Jokic has for the Nuggets or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has for the Thunder. I told you guys earlier this week, I think we overrated the talent that is the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Last night in the Eastern Conference, Game 6 saw the Pistons blow a 7-point advantage up 112-105 with 2:35 left because Jalen Brunson took over. Mikal Bridges tipped a shot back in with 35 seconds left. It's a tie game. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Bridges to toss it in to Brunson. Defended by Thompson. 15 seconds left. Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it.
Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things. He shakes Thompson to set himself free at the top of the key. Nothing but net. He was 2 of 9 from 3 going into that shot. Hits it. Finishes with 40 points on the night. The game-winning shot. Knicks win the game. Knicks win the series 4-2. And I don't know how you couldn't love Jalen Brunson. I mean, he's such a nice guy. He's undersized. He's underrated, 6'2", 190. You know, he can hit any shot. He can really set up his teammates, 7.3 assists per game. No, I get it at times. There's talks that Brunson flops too much. I think that's more a product of his size, and the guys that he's going up against are 50 pounds heavier and 5 inches taller than him. I mean, look, when you watch the NBA, you see a lot of people flopping. You see a lot of people, you know, kind of going into contact, hoping they can get a whistle. I don't think Brunson's, you know, worse than like a Chris Paul or anybody else in the NBA. And so I understand there's a few haters that call him a flopper, but man, when he plays like that, he's just so much fun to watch. That is such an impressive crossover backwards through the legs like that. If anybody has played basketball, you know how difficult that is to stop on a dime and cross over like that through your legs. Thompson didn't see it coming. He's one of the best defenders in the NBA at a young age, and he just got crossed up there, nearly fell on the ground, recovered his balance, but it was a little too late to block the shot. Game winner. Knicks win. They advance to the next round, and we will get the New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics. Game 1, Tuesday night. And I'm going to pick Boston to win that series, but I think the Knicks are going to make it interesting. I think the Knicks are going to probably get it to at least a game six here. The other talk has been very interesting. Sham Sharnia went on the Pat McAfee show and said that the league is preparing for the Boston Celtics to make a lot of trades this offseason. And it makes sense because Porzingis is overpaid and Brown's overpaid and Tatum's worth his money, but White's probably overpaid and Drew Holiday's probably overpaid. And the goal is to go back-to-back with this roster, but I understand what he's saying there. It just doesn't really work for them to keep everybody on the team and the money they're going to make next year. They're all going to get an increase, and it's like half the roster is going to be making an average of $28 million. So I think it's going to be the Boston Celtics trading Jaylen Brown this offseason, getting younger, because I think they've realized, like, we can have Jason Tatum and Derek White in the backcourt. And it might not be as good as Jaylen Brown, but it would give us $15 or $20 million to spend on the center position. To get a guy that's going to play more consistently than Kristaps Porzingis. It's a weird conversation that they had yesterday in my mind because the Knicks are still, the Celtics are still in it. They're trying to go back-to-back. But he was saying that the rest of the league is preparing for there to be movement with the Celtics. Tonight, there's one game in the NBA Western Conference first round. It's a pivotal game six, Houston Rockets at the Golden State Warriors. Can Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green get one more win over this two-seeded Houston Rockets to pull off the upset in round one and advance into the second round? Steph is on his final ride, it feels like here. And I'm not saying that he can't continue to play at this level, but he's 37 years old now, and he's averaging 24 points per game. And in the postseason, it almost feels like it's like double that because he's gone off for 30-plus. But in the last few games, he's been tamed by the Rockets. He was held to 13 in the Rockets' last win, 131-116. So I think the Rockets are starting to figure things out defensively against this Warriors team. I've told you guys, I think Houston will force this to a Game 7 because of the fact that they are so young and athletic. And I think you saw that last game with the other Thompson brother getting a bunch of steals, Jabari Smith, Jalen Green taking over. I think Rockets force a Game 7. I will end up over the weekend picking Golden State to win a pivotal Game 7 here that will most likely be Sunday afternoon. But I think the Rockets will upset the Warriors tonight in Golden State and force a Game 7. I think the young Rockets will step up. The combination of Sengun, Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green, I just think that the youth there is going to help them with offensive rebounds, help them defensively, and the Warriors are too reliant on three-point shots and Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. They are top-heavy. They need both of those guys to get pretty much 28 to 30 points for them to get a win. I'll take the Rockets to win tonight. Warriors, though, to eventually win the series, because I think Steph Curry will be clutch in a Game 7 like he has been his entire career. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The other NBA topic is the lottery date, which is just 10 days away now. Monday, May 12th, we will find out if it's the Wizards, the Hornets, or the Jazz that get Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. Wizards fans, this is it. You know, say your prayers, flush your ice cubes down the toilet. We've got to get that ping pong ball to say Washington for the number one overall pick, because you give me Cooper Flagg with the young core that we've got, now I'm watching games, maybe going to games, spending money on gear again because I'm fired up. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.